Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 12. Experiencing and enjoying the contents of the New Covenant according to our spiritual experience for the accomplishment of God's economy. Saturday. Related verses. Hebrews 8:10-11. For this is the covenant which I will covenant with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will impart my laws into their minds, and on their hearts I will inscribe them. And I will be God to them, and they will be a people to me. And they shall by no means each teach his fellow citizen and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all will know me, from the little one to the great one among them. Psalm 16:5. Jehovah is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You maintain my lot. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Ephesians 1:11-18, in whom also we were designated as an inheritance, having been predestinated according to the purpose of the one who works all things according to the counsel of his will, the eyes of your heart having been enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. 1 John 2:27. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you. But as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in me. Suggested reading. Romans 8:17 says that as children of God, we are also heirs of God to inherit God as our everything. Many times the Old Testament, especially the book of Jeremiah, says that Israel will be God's people and he will be their God. For us to be God's people means that we are God's inheritance, and for God to be our God means that he is our inheritance. Before this mutual inheritance existed, both God and we and God were poor. Before we had God, we had nothing, and before God had us, he was childless. That was the reason that he desired to dispense himself into us, to make us all his children, and all his children are now his inheritance. Now God is rich. By this we can understand the significance of this simple word, I will be your God and you will be my people. Today, as the children of God, we have Christ, and Christ is the embodiment of God. This God, who is the embodiment in Christ, is our life, our person, and our inheritance. Likewise, God also has an inheritance. We are his inheritance. The last part of Hebrews 8:10 says, I will be God to them, and they shall be a people to me. In the New Covenant, we have the privilege of having God as our God and of being his people. The enabling of life for us to participate in the enjoyment of God in fellowship with him. The people under the Old Covenant had God according to the Ten Commandments. God was God to them according to the old law of letters. And they were his people also according to the law of letters. But today, our God is God to us not according to letters, but according to the inward life. And we are his people not according to any written regulations, but also according to the inner life. It is according to the law of life that God is God to us and we are a people to him. God's relationship with us today is fully based upon the law of life. It is a relationship in life. So today, we do not need to walk according to the knowledge of the law of letters, but according to the consciousness of the law of life. It is very difficult, for example, to find a verse in the New Testament which tells us what time God wants us to get up in the morning. We shall not know it by any regulation of letters outwardly, but according to the inner life. When tomorrow morning comes, the inner life will tell us what time God wants us to get up. If we do not rise up at that time, we shall miss God's presence. In the New Covenant, there is also the function of the law of life, by which we know God in the inward way of life. Verse 11 indicates that there is no need for the outward teachings because we know the Lord by the inner sense of life. In chapter 31, Jeremiah laid the foundation of the new covenant, prophesying that God will put his law within us, that he will write his law into our mind, that we may know God, that God will be our God and we will be his people, that we will not need anyone to teach us because we will all have a teaching life within us, and that God will forgive our iniquity and remember our sins no longer. In the new covenant, we enjoy the inner law of life. This law of life brings God's person and also the divine capacity of the divine life, which can accomplish everything for God to fulfill his economy. By the inner law of life, we have the capacity to know God, to live God, and even to be constituted with God in his life and nature, so that we may be his corporate expression.